Washington. This is VOA News. North Korea frees detained American. Oscar Pistorius gets 5 years in prison. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. citizen Jeffrey Pfau, one of three Americans detained by North Korea, was released. U.S. officials announced Tuesday that Pfau has left North Korea and is heading home. White House spokesman Josh Earnest welcomed the announcement.
We certainly welcome the decision from the DPRK to release him. While this is a positive decision by the DPRK, we remain focused on the continued detention of Kenneth Bay and Matthew Miller, and again calling the DPRK to immediately release them. The United States government will continue to work actively on their cases.
Pfau was arrested earlier this year after leaving a Bible in a North Korean restaurant and bar. He was never put on trial. Syrian activists say that one of the U.S. airdrops with weapons and ammunition meant for Kurdish fighters near the town of Kobani instead landed in the hands of Islamic State militants. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the supplies were grabbed by the insurgents after the U.S. Air Force dropped them Sunday night. The United States acknowledges that one of its airdrops landed in the wrong spot and destroyed it when the error was discovered, but says that the vast majority of the 27 airdrops ended up in the hands of the Kurdish fighters. Iranian leaders are pledging lasting support for neighboring Iraq in its fight against Islamic State militants. Tehran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told visiting Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Tuesday that he considers security of the two countries to be inseparable. The World Health Organization says an experimental Ebola vaccine could be in use by January. WHO Assistant Director Dr. Marie Paul Keeney says that clinical trials of Ebola vaccines are underway or planned in Europe, the United States, and Africa. The U.S. Homeland Security Department says it is requiring all passengers arriving in the United States from Liberia, Guinea, or Sierra Leone to fly into one of five airports equipped with enhanced screening for the deadly disease. The JFK Airport in New York became the first to begin the stepped-up screening on October 11th. The other four airports, Newark in New Jersey, Dulles outside Washington, Hartsfield in Atlanta, and O'Hare in Chicago, began the new protocols last week. South African superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius was sent to prison Tuesday for killing his girlfriend last year at his Pretoria home. VOA's Anita Powell reports on the much-awaited sentence before he was transferred to house arrest.
Oscar Pistorius could spend as much as 5 years or as little as 10 months in prison for killing his girlfriend Reba Steenkamp. Judge Tokozile Masipa took more than an hour to explain her sentence. She convicted Pistorius in September for culpable homicide.
Hopefully, this judgment on sentence shall provide some sort of closure for the family.
The athlete, who won international glory for being the first double amputee to compete in the Olympics, was immediately whisked to a holding area after sentencing Tuesday. Anita Powell, Pretoria, South Africa.
Hong Kong student protesters are expressing disappointment about talks with government officials, saying authorities failed to address their main concerns. Hong Kong Federation of Students leader Lester Shum says he is shocked the government is still asking the students to accept Beijing's outline for holding elections in 2017. Chief Secretary Carrie Lam asked student leaders to disperse their three-week-old protests, calling them divisive and an impediment to constitutional dialogue. Lam says the territory is not an independent country and cannot decide its own electoral structure. The energy chiefs of Ukraine, Russia, and the European Union failed Tuesday to reach a deal on gas pricing at a meeting in Brussels. They will meet again October 29th. Sweden's military says it may use force to bring a suspected foreign vessel photographed underwater in the Stockholm archipelago to the surface. Naval ships, helicopters, and more than 200 troops have searched an area about 30 to 60 kilometers off Sweden's eastern coast after a man-made object was spotted in the waters. There is speculation that the object is a Russian mini-submarine. Russia denies having a submarine in the area. The Nepalese government says it will introduce new rules in an effort to reform the country's trekking industry after at least 41 people were killed in a deadly Himalayan snowstorm last week. Hikers will be required to use GPS monitoring devices and take trained local guides. I'm Rick Hugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.